بس داف يلقم المناف يلقم المبيز شنون عوش
A lot of challenges. We're going to try today to do as much shot as possible. I want to tell you that my Elta Zeda, Yvonne Rosh Hashiva, the Elta Zeda, the Chatzarek Levrocha, said Gemara Shitoisvis every day of the week. On Tuesday, he said Chidushim. Every day of the week, it was just reading Gemara Shitoisvis. And Tuesday was the Chiddush day. It was like one day of the week he said Chiddush. Now, they went much, much faster than we go. And, you know, people, I guess, were more diligent. They were more ready to hear a shir on just someone reading Gemara Shitoisvis. But Be'etzem, to say shir on Gemara Shitoisvis is not, you know, is there's nothing bizarre about that. To say shir just on Gemara Shitoisvis is Melant the Gemara, you know, Melant Sezamen. So we're going to try to learn this Gemara over here. Very, very challenging Gemara. For sure we'll have some Ma'oris on the way, here and there. But Be'ikur, just to get down the Shatava of the Gemara. The Gemara brings the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel, Amid Aleph. The Gemara there brings that there is a... there's a what seems to be like a Braisa... That's talking about this machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. It says in the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Meisvei Ruwa Midap. No, sorry, Ruwa Shenichnasa Im Echad LeSeiser Oy LeChurva. We saw that she went with someone LeSeiser alone in a private place. Oy LeChurva. Rashi says LeSeiser. Mashma yichud be'alma. It's mashma that all they did was they were alone together. The churva stama lebeila shu makom lesnus. Churva, I guess, is a more suspicious place. Ramulai, they said to her, Mativa shalish zeh, what is the nature of this person? She answered back, Koyenhu uben achi abahu. We spoke about on Thursday that over here she's saying Koyenhu uben achi abahu. There's two discrepancies between this and the case we saw in the Mishnah. First of all, over here, she's telling us that it's Ben Achiyab, it's my family. And second of all, she's saying, she's the one, she says, first, Koyin who? So we said, Lafida Rivash, really, she in the Mishnah, she doesn't tell us he's a Koyin. She just tells us who it is. We have to find out. We don't trust her when she says he's a Koyin. Maybe over here, we'll trust her to say he's a Koyin. Why? Because it's her Yichus also. Hagufa, because she says it's Ben Achiyab, is why she's going to be believed over here to say it's a Koyin.
It should be the other way around.
What do you mean?
Ben Achiyab then the Koyin.
No, she's saying, the point is we want to stress that she's the one saying Koyin, not us. In the other Mishnah, it says Ish Plaini, the Koyin who means Ish Plaini. She says Ish Plaini, and we figure out Koyin who. So here we have to stress that she's the one telling us he's a Koyin. Therefore, it says first Koyin who, Uben Achiyab, to tell us that she's the one who's saying Koyin who. Okay. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, Mimna, Menes. Rabbi Shua, Imer, Loi, Mi, Pio, Anu, Chayim. The Rezu, Bechez, Kizbulo, Nasa, Namam, Zad, Shutav, Yirai, Ledvareha. Says the Gemara, Bish, Lama, Lizi, Iri, Hanik, Toni, Tarti, Lasei, Sar, Lachurva. I understand, Ziri says that, what does it mean in the Mishnah? Nistara, my Midaberes, Nistara, that's why it says two. Because it's like, there's a difference between the Nistara and the Churva. Nistara, there's less of a evidence that something went wrong. Churva, there's more evidence that something went wrong. El Rabasi, Dharma Nivala. Rabasi says, either way, it has to be that we know she's Nivala. So what does it make a difference where she's Nivala? If she's Nivala, so then Tarti Lomali. What do we need? Two cases of Seisa or Vachurva. Sounds like, from the Gemara, that the Kasha is Tarti Lomali. I would have asked the Kasha perhaps a little differently. I would ask, it says, L'Seiser. What does L'Seiser mean? What's another way of saying L'Seiser? Nistara. Reb Asi Amar.
Nivala.
Reb Ziri Amar. Nistara. Reb Asi Amar Nivala. So, the Seiser sounds like Ziri, not Rabasi.
The Churva is also Seiser.
Churva is another type of Seiser, you're right.
Fear of Asi, I heard the Rabbi Shreizer, Fear of Asi, on Amud Aleph, he said, He said that you have to see the bee in order for it to be possible. Here, right. You just have to see it go in.
So that's the kasha. So the lechor that should be a kasha right away in Rabasi. Why does the Gemara have to say tarti lamali? Why is the Gemara saying that the question is because what do you need two cases of nichnas l'seis or l'churva? The word is it's mashma that it's the yichud ba'alma that's asring, or the yichud with the. And a chanami, but according to Rabasi, you need to have nivela.
I'm saying
you need nivela. It's not enough to have a smoking gum, according to Rabasi.
It's more than that, like,
what does that mean? Yeah, but nistor is for sure not like that. Nistor is for sure. So it's not the tarti shaboy. It's nistora.
Maybe if not compared to korba, it's for sure
nivela. What?
Maybe if it wasn't compared to
Korba,
we would say
Caesar's also. If
it
wasn't for sure.
If we didn't say both, then we would say Caesar's for sure nivela.
Why would we say Caesar's for sure nivela? No, but that's Ziri. Then you're Ziri already. Totally, then you are Ziri. What is Ziri? Ma'ay medaberes nistoras. You're saying every nistora is already vada nivela. Okay, then you just said Ziri. So it's a kasha rabasi. Rabasi seems to say you need nivela.
But over here it says Caesar. Doesn't Caesar mask that?
So then according to Ziri, it should be a question.
The Gemara says Mishlam is Ziri. There's different degrees of evidence because there's two different types of evidence. So the one is Lodiyah Chakoch de Gramli, the other one is Lodiyah Chakoch de Yeshua. We're coming to bring that out because they're both circumstantial evidence. But according to Reb Asi, that's not circumstantial evidence. But it has to be talking about we know Nivela. So why does the Gemara say Tarti Lamali? It could be that the Gemara understood that when it says Nistera, it doesn't mean Nistera. Why would it say Nistera according to Reb Asi? Maybe Nistera is Lishna Ma'aliyah. Says the Ritva over here that maybe the whole din of that over here maybe the pshat is according to Rabasi is lishna ma'aliyah, but the shaila is why do you need two lishna ma'aliyahs for? Maybe nistra is a lishna ma'aliyah for nivela. That's the Gemara's asking. Tarti lomali enachanami according to Ziri when it's taka nistera and it's seisa lechurva, so it's two different things. I understand, but according to Rabasi, that it's all just lishna ma'aliyah for nivela. So then, what do you need two lashanas for? Says the Gemara, chadaktani. Says the Gemara in a chanami, it's only one. Says the Gemara Chodaktani, Leseser Dichurva. We think that it means Leseser Olechurva. It means Leseser Dichurva. In fact, the Gemara of us, Leseser Olechurva Tani, doesn't say that in the Raisa. So the Gemara is not happy making that change. Says the Gemara, Chada Lechurva de Masa, Vechada Lechurva de Davra. It's two different churvas. One is a churva that's in the city, and the other one is the churva that's out of the city. Vitzrichi. And there's a chiddush in each one. Now again, we're talking about where obviously it's nivela. We know nivela. So what's the difference churva de davra and churva de masa? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, there's a difference between Churba Damasa and Churba Davra. Churba Damasa, we can entertain that it's talking about Roiv Ksherim. It's a churva that's inside the town. Maybe we're talking about a shtetl, and in the shtetl is Roiv Ksherim. So therefore, I might think that that's why Rabbi Gamliel's matter, because he has a Roiv Ksherim. Or, if you only speak about Churba de Davra, which is outside of the city, over there it's Roiv Psulim, I might think that only over there Rabbi Yeshua says she's not Neman, because there's a Roiv Psulim go against her. Therefore, we have to tell us both Roiv Ksherim, we have to say Churba de Davra and Churba de Masa to tell us the machlokas exists by Rav Ksherim and by Rav Psulim.
What's
pshat
that you're not Neman?
Ah, so we're gonna see. We'll see. But let's see. It's a good kasha. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says Churba de Masa stam bi losa meyachad b'nei a'ir. Vika the Meimar. Be'ir Sheru be'Yisrael K'sherim Kamar. Rashi says that if the Churva is in the city, so then you have Roiv K'sherim. Because Stami Lassim Echom Ebnei Ha'ir. But if it's a Churva to Davra, so Sofek Echon Misoif Ha'olam Balakan, V'Roiv Ha'olam Ha'vdek Echavim Heim. Once you go out of the city, so then already you have to take into account the entire world, the entire population. V'roiv ha'olam oivdei kechavim heim. Oops. Upoislim isha bibiyasa lekohuna kedam rabbi avamis v'kedushin. That's oivdei kechavim ve'evet. She'en lo'ay almanis v'gerishin ba.
The lashon of the rest is still not so good according to Rashi.
Why not?
Why would it say
Yeah, I hear it. So that's, we're assuming that Seser is something that's usually inside of a city, because it's more Seser. And yeah.
Why would
that's the chay, we're going to have to Zetzerai.
If the desert's near here, that's Rav Yisrael.
Good, so about. So the Gemara says, Achemi's bringing up an interesting point, which is the Gemara saying the following thing. If the Churva is in a city, so then you can don it based on the Rav of the city. And if Rav of the city are K'sherim, so then what are you going to assume that this is coming from?
Kasher.
You have this Rav K'sherim to handle. But if this Churva is outside of the city, then Rashi goes to the extreme. And Rashi says, Safek echad misoif ha'olam balakan. V'roiv ha'olam oivdei kechavim heim. So I have a question. Let's say there's a Shiloh that happens, and it happens outside of Warsaw. It doesn't happen in Warsaw. It happens outside of Warsaw. So if it happens inside of Warsaw, you'll say Roiv K'sherim back in the times of the shtetl. Roiv K'sherim in Warsaw. But if it's outside of Warsaw, so then, says Rashi, it's going to be Roiv Olam. I have a question. Warsaw is a city in Poland. Why don't you don Roiv of Poland? And let's say Roiv of Poland is K'sherim. I have another question. Poland is in Europe. Why didn't you don what happens in the Rav of Europe? What does that mean?
Europe,
the
world.
Once you have a Rav, you'll be machriya based on that Rav. You're inside a Rav. If you're in a Rav, be machriya on the Rav. If you're in Warsaw, you're machriya with the Rav of Warsaw. But if you're in Poland, you're not machriya with the Rav of Poland. If you're in Europe, you're not machriya with the Rav of Europe. Says Rashi, once you break out of the city, so then already we're saying that now you go baser sofik echad misoif ha'olam balakan. So it sounds like it's either roiv of the city or bust. There's no such thing as roiv of a county. There's no such thing as roiv of a state. There's no such thing as roiv of a country. There's no such thing as roiv of a continent. Why not?
To the world and all.
It's either this year or bust.
So the question is, why right here or right Olam? Why not somewhere in between?
Yeah.
Why would there be a Churva?
What happens if a Churva, Kashana Maisa, what happens if there's a Churva on a specific street? And that street is Roiv K'sherim. Do you go bust to the street?
City. Gemara says the city.
What?
Gemara says the city.
Gemara says the city. So what about if there's Roiv on a specific seat? A street, would that also be Roiv?
No, it's a city.
Yeah, but it's what's Kaveyed as being the city have to make the Roiv? Why can't the street make the Roiv?
Is that a
Takana?
Oh,
no. It's not a Takana. It's a Roiv. So then why do you go bust to Roiv of the city? We're saying Roiv are willing to do on a city. We're not willing to do Roiv Rav on a street, we're not doing the Rav on a country.
Basically,
yeah. So we know for sure it came from that from those stores. Because over there, there's, we assume there's no suffix. It came from that. From that, those.
He doesn't walk.
Right.
Maybe you go above the Tisha B'Av to go in the city.
People what? It could be someone else from outside of the city came into the city. It's possible. Elamai, if it's the roiv of the city, we're not choishish for something that's happening outside of the city. This might have to do with the sugya of roiv and karov. There's a sugya the Gemara speaks about. And what happens if you have, on the one hand, there's karov. Over here, the karov is this city. And the roiv is the roiv of the oilam. So what happens when you have a roiv against the karov? But I don't know why you can't do roiv and karov also on a county or on a country, on a state. Why? It seems like in the city itself, that is a din of karov. Because there, it's in the city. It's the makom. Nikva is the makom. It's not that hard to find. It's right there. It's a churva. You're walking by it, it's a churva. So Rashi's mashma that Nachem is saying, you said Bechasatoy this morning. Come on. Rashi says, "Stam bilosam echod b'nei ha'ir." It's mashma that by when a bia happens in a city, the stoma is it happened from someone in that city. That's what Rashi says. Stoma bilos meachol b'nei ha'ir. Is it shayach? Someone came from outside of the city. It's shayach, but not midin roiv. Rashi is saying just that's the stomas of what happened. Therefore, because that's the stomas, therefore we could down it as being that it's that this is a makom where we're going to down the roiv of this makom.
Why isn't that not the roiv?
What
is that? If there's a bia, it's going to be from someone from the city.
That's not what he's saying. But that's not what Rashi's saying. He's saying stoma. Stoma has been kovedis for a makom. Now, in this makom, you have to don a roiv of these people, ksheirim, a roiv of these people, psulim. Rashi says stoma is me'echon, bilas me'echon b'nei ha'ir. But by davra, where once you go out of the davras, out of the city, once it's not in the city, so now it could be from anyone. It's no stoma anymore. If it's in the city, it's from the person in the city. But if it's out of the city, then already it could be from anyone. So there's more likely from him or from him, but there's no stomas anymore. Then we have to include the entire world.
So back in the day, the city was the only thing around here. There's nothing around it.
People wanked in the city. Stoma, you're right. Stoma.
But that's where we're going after the roif of the city, because that's what makes no sense. Nowadays, when you're asking about it.
But there are other people that come into the city that are not from the city, right?
100%. But what's the roif?
So what's the roiv of the county?
But nowadays we have counties, we have all these other things, so maybe it's a question, but then it was just a city. That's why it was either a city or nothing.
It could have been someone from out of the city, correct?
Yeah.
So, but for some reason we don't doubt someone from out of the city, even though it could have been.
Because they're not part of the roiv.
Why? But why not?
Because it's in the city.
But it could have been someone from out of the city.
But that's not part of the roiv, because most of the people are from the city.
Why is it a part of the roiv? But it could have been it could have been someone from out of the city. Something has to be kaveya, the city as being what we're taking our survey on. Why are we taking our survey on the city? There are people that come from out of the city, and then if you want to do the city, why don't you do the county? Why don't you do the country? Why don't you do the continent? Why? What's kaved? So it seems Rashi is saying, because when a bia happens in a city, stoma bilasu miachom b'nei ha'ir. That's kaved. That these are the people that we're going to dan as far as the roif.
The whole din of tisha chanuyos is the city. Rife. You don't do the
yeah, but there's no suffix that it came from outside of the city. We don't
no,
have
it's about the street. The street.
There's no suffix came from out of the street.
Not out of the street. In the street.
Yeah, it's for sure from one of the chanuyas. It's for sure.
But if you have a form of right near a city, you can't assume that it came from this girl from this city.
No, no, it's from out of the city. If the chorv is considered out of the city, that means it's out of city limits. Once it's out of city limits, it could be anyone. It's out of city limits. It's not people in the city. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let me get invited. Meisve. Says the Gemara, Zu Eidus. Zu Eidus Shaisha Ksherala. This is a Tosefta going back on Ruah Midaberes. Says the Tosefta, Zu Eidus Shaisha Ksherala. Says Rashi, Menachem, we're going to continue later, okay? Zu Eidus Shaisha Atzma Ksherala Imar Lakosha Nevalti. What's Rashi being emphasizing? Rashi says, Zu Eidus Shaisha Atzma. He's saying it's not a word of whether an Isha is kosher or not a kosher. Can an Isha say Edis or not? This is an Isha saying Edis about who?
Herself.
About herself. Zu Edis Isha Atzma Ksheira Loimer Lekosher Nevalti. She's saying Edis about herself. That's what the emphasis over here. Zu Edis Isha Ksheira Al Atzma to be made the Kosher Nevalti. Now, Rabbi Yisai, when Isha comes and says Nevalti, Lekosher Nevalti, our Mishnah, is it Midin Edis? Why is an Isha now in our Mishnah? Do you remember we had a Machlekes Achroinim between Reb Kiva Egon and the Shev Shmaitza? The Shev Shmaitza said it's Midin Bari Veshema, and Reb Kiva Egon said it's Midin Eid Echad. It's a shtickle mashma in this lashon Zu Edus Sheisha Ksherala. That's Taka Edus. Reb Yeshua Aimer Eina Ne'emenes. Reb Yeshua says she's not Ne'eman. Amar Lehem Reb Yeshua. Iatem moidim b'shvuya shenishbeis v'yesh la'edim shenishbeis v'yu emeres tohira ani she'ena ne'emenes. Says Rabbi Yeshua, aren't you moida to me that in a case of a shvuya shenishbeis v'yesh la'edim shenishbeis, and we already know that she was captured, and she says tohira ani she'ed, that she's not ne'eman? Now, Rabbi Yisai, a lot of the discussion in this sugya is the comparison that Rabbi Yeshua is now making, Shavuya, to our case. What's our case we're talking about over here? Ruah Medaberes, whatever that means. Or Ruah Meuberes, whatever that, we know what that means. That's the case we're talking about. Rabbi Yeshua is now comparing it to another case called Shavuya. What happened by Shavuya? There's a woman, we know for a fact she was captured by
Goyim,
pirates, whatever you want to call them, lowlifes, right? She's captured by Goyim. She gets redeemed and she says, Tahira ani. She'ena ne'emenes. Isn't it obvious that she's not ne'eman? Amrulai, the Amr over here is Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, who are arguing with Rabbi Yeshua. Havol, you're right. We agree that she's not ne'eman. So says Rabbi Yeshua back. Okay, so then what's the difference? Rabbi Yeshua seems to say that these are the same. Lezu yesh edim or lezu ein edim. How do you consider them the same? This one has edim. This one doesn't have edim.
Doesn't mean
actually, right? Have to see. Amar Lahem, so Yeshua said back, what are you talking about? Aflazuyesh Adim Share Kresa Ben Shinea. This also has Adim. Because she has her stomach is popping out between her teeth. Amrullah, they said back, Roiv Oivde Kacham Prutzim Barayas. That's, we don't know what that means. What Rashi says, he's gonna explain it later. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Maika Amarlo." What was that back and forth over there? We didn't understand that dialogue. This is what they said back. He shavtanu al hame uberes. You say that she has, we know for sure there's Aiden because she has kresa ben shinel. That's only by me uberes. Matishivenu al midaberes. What are Rabbi Gamliel saying to Rabbi Yeshua? In that case, midaberes, there's no what? Aiden. Everybody say, hold this thought. Rabbi Gamliel is saying that by midaberes, there's no Aiden. By the case of Mi'uberes, for sure there's Aiden, but by Midaberes, there's no Aiden.
Aiden is her, but she is Krisa Bishina, that's Aiden.
The Aiden was Krisa Bishina. Amar Lehem, Midaberes, Hainu Shavuya. Said Beck, Amar Lehem, Shani Shavuya, the Rabbi of the Kacham Brutzen by Raisim. Amalem Hanami Kivan de Stater and Apotropis Larayas. Says the Gemara, Ktani Mios Tarti Midaberes and Muberes. Tiyufta, Dirav Asi Tiyufta. Says the Gemara, this is a kasha on Rav Asi, because Rav Asi said that just like by Muberes we know Shinor for sure Nivola. How do we know by Muberes we know for sure Nivola? Muberes. Also, Midaberes we know for sure Shinivola. How do we know that? No. According to Rav Asi, how do we know that she was Nivola? By Midaberes? My Midaberes? Nivola, according to Rav Asi. Ru'ua Midaberes. We saw her be Nivola. We don't have to say Ein Apotropis La'arayis from the fact that the Gemara is saying, oh, I hold over here also, it's like we know for sure because Ein Apotropis La'arayis is clearly saying that what's the case of Midaberes? Not Nivola. Tiyufta de Rav Asi, Tiyufta Rav Asi is out. Okay.
Please mention now, what's that Aiden's coming?
We know for sure that she had a beer.
It's like a beer. Aiden is a beer.
What is it?
It's what Aiden comes to bring you. Aiden's comes to bring you clarity. This is clarity. It's better than any Aedus. It's like Baharig Baraglov. Someone says there's Adam and say he's dead, and Adam says he's alive, and he walks in. I think we know the answer. So here also, we know. This is like, as if you have two Adam, it's better than two Adam. Okay. So, says Rashi, so the Gemara said, let's go back for a moment, Rabbi Say. The Gemara says that we're going to compare the din of Shavuya. That by Shavuya, we're saying that she is not Neman. To over here, that was the comparison that Rabbi Yeshua made to over here. So there's a Sefer Imre Shai that asked the following question. I don't know what that Sefer, but it's one of the Hangtigas. The Sefer Imre Shai asked the following question. If you remember, the Maisa in our Mishnah, the Isha has a Cheskas Haguf. What's her Cheskas Haguf in our Mishnah? Cheskas Kasher LeKohuna. So why does Rabbi Yeshua hold she's not Naaman? Tosfos on Daf Ayin Hamad Beis says, that means Rabbi Yeshua really holds that in truth she should be Naaman. So Rabbi Yeshua is bringing from Shavuya, I'll prove to you, Rabbi Gamliel, that she's not Neman because of Shavuya. How could you prove from Shavuya? Shavuya, you're saying, is that Al-Pidin, she's not Neman. And over here, you're saying there's a special circumstance making her not Neman.
Milo also makes it that it's not just Al-Pidin, never makes that there's Chazaka negative.
That could be, but the Maisa, how could you prove anything from Shavuya? Shavuya is working from it's coming from a whole different angle. If it's coming from a different angle. Says,
why shouldn't Shavuya be Mutter also?
Says the Imre Shai, Shavuya also is only Als Mailas of Yuchsin. Shavuya should also really be Mutter, which is a Chiddush. Because by Shavuya, it's much harder to say she has a cheskas aguf over there, because It's just kidding. Roiv Akum Prutzim Barayas.
Rashi said that's bad. That's like.
Rashi says, says Rashi, Lezeh Yesh Edim, Shenivala, the Kivan Shenishbeis, Bein Ovi Kachavim, Heim Prutzim by Rice, Kulanu Edim Shenivala. Sounds like this is Mamish, like there's Edim Shenivala. You have to know if Rashi argues on Toisvis, but Imrei Shai brings a Toisvis on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The Toisvis over there says that even by the din of Shvuya, it's only a Mishumaylas Biyuchsin. So therefore, the Gemara is making a Toisvis on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis Diraschil VeElu SheEin Lahem Knas. Toisvis there says that really Midiraisa Shvuya also is going to be Mutter. So it seems that Rabbi Yeshua, when he's making his, he's coming over here to try to argue with Rabbi Gamliel, is using Shvuya as his proof. So what does he say? Lezuyesh Edim, Rashi says. So they say back to him, Lezuyesh Edim. In the case of Shvuya, there's Edim, Kulano Edim Shenivala. Lezuyen Edim Shenivala. Shaloi Ra'u Ela Medaberes. We only saw them speaking. So over here, even if she says Nivalti, and now we do know that she was Nivalo, still she's going to be believed with Amigo. Says the Gemara back, no. Af Lezu, Yesh, says Rashi, Kiloimar, Af Kan, Yesh Achas, Sheish La'edim. Vatim Chokum Alai B'yosem Milberes. Says Rabbi Yeshua, there's one case when she's not going to have a migu that she could say that it was, she could have said Lo Nevalti. What's that case she doesn't have a migu? Case of Meuberes. Meuberes, she doesn't have a migu. Why not? Because we know for sure she was Nivala. And over there, Armula, the Kamei Mefarsh, might come to the Enap Petropis, the Kamei Mefarsh.
Gemara says it's talking about Meuberes.
What?
When it re-speaks the. We were talking about it. It says, oh, you said about Mary Barris, but now what about Midah Barris? That's saying that this part is Mary Barris still. And Rashi says Midah Barris.
No. That's the second. They had said Midah Barris. He said Mil Barris. And they said back, fine, you got us on Mil Barris. So he introduced Mil Barris to us, Rabbi Yeshua.
Answered only to Midaberes.
And they said, okay, so you're right. You proved it to us on Milberes. But Midaberes, what about Midaberes? So it seems like. So says the Gemara. Rashi explains, my karma lehu, kaloimar. My Kamar Lahu Ihu, what is he saying? The Kamahadri Le Inu, that they're answering back, Roy Oivde Chom Putin Barayas. Klum Chuva Hizu, Amash Amar Lehem? Is that a Chuva? Atlazu, Yeshla Edim. This person also has Edim. Ein Lacha Porots Godol Mizeh, the Kochazinon Shenis Abra Mimenu. So the Roy Putin Eitzal Arayos is not going to affect you because over here also ain lecha parutz gadol mizeh kazina es arba mimenu. So what does he mean to say? Meuberes and the case of shavuya are identical. What's the case that's different? Midaberes, meuberes, and shavuya are identical because by meuberes also he's a parutz. What do we? How do we know he's a parutz? Ain lecha parutz gadol mizeh. Everybody says, is it clear? At this moment, we're saying Mi'u Beres, Midah Beres are the same. I'm sorry, Mi'u Beres and Shvuya are the same. Why? Because both of them, we're going to say Roif Prutzim Eitzel Arayas. Over here, whoever was the man that was boil her is in the Chaparetz Gadol Mizeh because he was boiler. But Rabbi Yisrael, there's a very big difference between Shavuya and Meuberes. By the case of Milberis, what's the Shaila that we want to know? What are we asking her? Were you Nivala? Is that the question we ask her?
No.
Kasher Apostle. By the case of Shavuya, do we have a question? Who was the Baal?
No, what is it?
Who is the Baal? A guy, Apostle. So if you're telling me you're usher when it comes to Shavuya, how does that say anything to me when it comes to Meuberes? My Meuberes, over there, you're right, we know Nivala, but we don't know to who. That was our Shaila, to who? Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her, she says kosher. Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her when she says kosher. But the Shaila is who it is, but by Shavuya, there's no discussion about to who. So how does the Gemara seem to say, you got us, your comparison of Shvuya is good when it comes to Meuberes. Meuberes is our problem. Why is that?
We assume it's Apostle who was with Adam with her. We assume just like it's
good. Where?
By Meuberes.
Why are we assuming that's not Shiloh? There's a difference between, but you can't compare the two cases. Over here, our whole Shaila is was there be or not? Over there, the whole Shaila is was who was.
I prefer the fact that both times,
We're just saying that she's not them.
But what's going to create the issue?
Coming because of my old
Shaila. We don't know.
Isn't the comparison coming because of
Malach? No, but Lamaisa, they're not the same case.
Kasha Ben Shina is showing that she's not Nemo.
That just means that we know Nivala. Now that we know Nivala, but how do we know?
No, she's saying Nivala Kasher.
Okay.
She's not Nemo, she's saying Nivala.
But how could you bring a Raya from Shvuya?
She's Mubarak.
You say from Shvuya, I see that you're not Nemo. But Shvuya, there was never discussion if it was a Kasher or a Puzzle.
By Shvuya, we don't know if she was Nivala. And still, we're going to be Machzik that she's a Nivala. Over here, we don't know if she was Nivala. Oh, we do know she was Nivala.
She's Nivala. Okay, so that's the question here. That's
it's very similar to the Gemara's next question.
That
I don't see the Gemara's, but once it answers it, I guess it answers it.
Roof, typically. Yeah, okay, but you have to see what the Gemara's answer is on that. Or how the Gemara asks the question. If you look in Rashi, it seems like very similar to that's the Gemara's question. If you look in Rashi, Rashi doesn't ask the question that way. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Tepeklei, take a look there for a second. Tepeklei, the Rebbe Yeshua Parich, Nehi Nami Dein Apetropis Larais, Tepeklei, Delo Dami Lishavuya, Dasam Rav Psulim. And it says, Elamai must be Machshar Afila Barav Psulim, Darminur Ukmea Chazaka, Varav Psulim, Shoye Machshirin Oisa Havi, Hulahem Raya Min HaShavuya. See, typically Rashi says, typically Rishu, the Paruch Nihidanami, the Ein Apotropos La'arayas. The whole Kasha is only on Ein Apotropos La'arayas. The Kasha is only on, seems to be a Kasha only on the fact that Ziri learns by Medaberes is Ein Apotropos La'arayas. But in the case of Meuberes, the Gemara doesn't ask the question. If the Gemara, you see what I'm saying, Dani? The Gemara, according to what we're saying, the Gemara should ask the question even on Meuberes, that there's a difference. Can everybody say, this question is really to try to understand the sugya. There's a lot more to be said here, a lot more to be done, but the Gemara is very, very difficult. I'd like to try to go over this tomorrow if we could. I know tomorrow usually we don't meet. You said already, you didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
Saying tomorrow? So tomorrow morning, I'd like to try to go over the sugya just to be able to get clarity, and we have to get moving Cheskes Eimani Labas, which is the bottom, which hopefully we'll be able to do this week.